Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Malcolm. Hi, Malcolm Nance. Hi.
Good morning. Anything going on in the world I need to know about?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, you wrote a piece. First of all, I was talking about the new reporting, which is not new to you. You were the first ones to warn us. But about how balls deep Russia is going to be in the 2024 election, and already is, right? That they're just, you know, they're going to back any lawmaker that is against giving aid to Ukraine, for getting out of NATO. They're going to gin up as much chaos and division. You know, there was just a story that they were behind a lot of the Kate Middleton stuff to try to gin up chaos and division in England. I mean, they're just a bad actor, Russia. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And you know what? Look, when 2016 happened, we saw that Russia was pushing the leading edge of disinformation for Donald Trump. Interestingly enough, by 2020, they had backed off because the right-wing Trump's machine literally took the ball from them, ran harder and faster than the Russian disinformation machine could keep up with. Yeah. And then they watched the transformation of the Republican Party literally into the Kremlin caucus because Donald Trump said so. Simply because Donald Trump said so. You know, I meet people on the street who are still like, oh, Ukraine bad. Donald Trump says that they're bad, and they praise a KGB dictator.
Yeah.
Now what we're seeing is the Russians modify their strategy to give all of these Republican lawmakers, all of these Republican traitors, the ability to have new false disinformation enter their information sphere, so that now American politicians under Trump are now the leading disseminators of Moscow-originated material, because Republicans think that Russia is trustworthy because Trump loves Moscow.
Yeah. I mean, we were just talking about this latest, the Baltimore Bridge tragedy, Malcolm, that, you know, Russian bots dive in anywhere there's conspiracy stuff that they think can hurt Biden, hurt America. I mean, you can tell us how trying to say this is a cyber attack on Biden's watch is pretty patently ridiculous, isn't it? And also, you're a Navy guy, so talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, I'm a Navy guy, but I've never driven a 90,000-ton, 948-foot Singaporean container ship.
Yeah.
Right? It takes a month and a half to go from New York or Baltimore to Sri Lanka. That thing is huge. It's bigger than a U.S. aircraft carrier and three times as tall. And when it loses power, it can't stop. Okay, guys. I wrote a whole Substack about this, for which I'm sure you'll talk about in a minute. But when you lose power in the equivalent of an aircraft carrier that's moving 8 miles per hour, you can't steer.
Right.
You can't. There's nothing you can do. The guy who was on the ship was the top pilot of Baltimore. That's the guy who just brings it in and out. The navigate, yeah. The captain doesn't do it. A U.S. citizen does it. You can't turn that ship off through cyber attack like crazy Laura Loomer is telling people.
Yeah.
That it was a Ukrainian cyber attack that turned the ship gay or something. So yeah. It's just...
Nancy May's blaming Biden's infrastructure bill, which, first of all, she voted against. And secondly, as you just were explaining what this ship is, any bridge was going to fall down, even if it was brand new, being hit at that speed,
I'm not a maritime expert, all right? I've just ridden on these things. But here's one thing that I got from a real bona fide, you know, PhD maritime architecture expert. He said there is one thing, only one thing on this planet that could stop that ship from forward momentum in the way that it was, and it's called land.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, until it crashes into Maryland, which it did not, it crashed into a pylon. But like you said, how does giving $400 billion to states cause a ship accident?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Nancy Mace is another.
Yeah. And she voted against it. Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
But, I mean, yeah, I love just your headline. Are CIA Ukrainian terrorists in Moscow making our bridge collisions gay? But, you know, you talked about, I just was saying, this piece of Vladimir Putin, right, trying to blame Ukraine for this shooting, is it Crocus City Hall, this tragedy?
Yeah.
First of all, the fact that we warned them, oh, my God, I feel like I'm having flashbacks to, you know, Trump not trusting our intelligence, right? Remember at the time, Putin's like, oh, they're just trying to fearmonger. We warned them about this ISIS attack, right? And of course he ignored it. You know, of course he can't have fair elections. He's completely incompetent. So this thing happens. The Ukraine war that he told Russians would be over in 2 weeks is going on 3 years later, and he tries to blame Ukraine, who, as they said, this is not how they fight. They don't do terrorist attacks like Russia does. But go ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, the Daily Show did a retrospective on the 9/11 truthers who denied that the World Trade Center was knocked down. And we're in that world right now where it is in Moscow's interest to say Ukraine did everything. Ukraine's doing a lot of things. It's shutting off all their gasoline. It's blowing up their oil refineries. If Ukraine wants to kill 135 Russian citizens, all they have to do is wait on the battlefield for 60 seconds, because that's the rate that we're killing them along 1,100 kilometers. But it reminds me of that line from The Daily Show where Jon Stewart says, to have an alternative opinion, let's bring in a member of Al-Qaeda. And the guy at Al-Qaeda goes, I've been sitting in a cave. I spent 8 months eating goat, trying to do something special. And you 9/11 truthers tried to steal my credit.
Yeah.
Well, this is the same thing with Moscow. ISIS came out literally with video of the guys in the building live streaming, shooting people, telling them, we're ISIS, we did it. But no, the 9/11 or the now Moscow truthers, the crazy Laura Loomers, all the rest of these people come out there, and it's a CIA plot. And then Donald, whatever, Trump, Elizabeth, comes out and says...
Is his middle name Elizabeth?
Yeah, I mean, for the purpose of this exercise,
yeah. Okay, yes, all right.
Donald Elizabeth Trump comes out and says, Barack Obama created ISIS, and then he launched the attack. He did this at a rally 3 days ago. He said this craziness.
Yeah.
And what do I have now? 70 million crazy Americans that believe that this is true. This is absolutely crazy. And then they tied it right to the bridge collision, right? Yeah. Immigrants coming into America, Joe Biden giving you money, and of course, you know, our bridge collisions are something that Joe Biden personally steered that ship into that pylon, you know, and caused this tragedy.
Yeah.
People are losing their effing mind.
Yeah, I love the way you wrote it. You said in Cuckoo La La Land, it was universally accepted that Barack Obama and Joe Biden directed the Islamic State terrorist group to attack Moscow for the gay Jews that run Ukraine. As we say in the military, whiskey tango foxtrot. I don't even know
this
what that means.
This is true. That's literally true. That is literally what they said. They attacked Moscow for the gay Jews in Ukraine.
Dear God. I was reading the end of your, because I was like, that's the thing. Sometimes things that people write as tweet, as jokes, Malcolm, the truth ends up being, I mean, did you have on your bingo card that the Antichrist would start selling Bibles this week to pay off the lawyers for his porn star trial? I keep saying it, right, Chris? We are in the stupidest timeline ever. And
the stupid end of times, we may as well say at this point, that he would come out. Donald Trump personally endorsed the Bible. Okay. And what I'm surprised is that he had the nerve to say, this is the King James version of the Bible. At some point, he's going to go, this is the Donald Trump version of the Bible.
Yeah.
Where he's going to re-edit it as all MAGA all the time.
So but
hey, it's okay, because Donald Trump said the Bible, as I understand it, a very popular book.
Oh my God.
He literally said that.
Oh my God. Malcolm, as the first to warn us, even before the 2016 election, you retweeted Sergey somebody who said, here's an easy way to examine Russian bots. It was talking about what's GRU curated Russian propaganda outlet is currently advertised on Twitter. It's posing as a Russian language Ukrainian news website, but it's actually just Russian English language accounts reading it. I don't think so. I mean, I just, between AI and all this convoluted stuff, we just have to be more aware than ever, don't we, of what Russian interference is going to look like this time.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, I'll tell you what it looks like now. Especially with AI, the mass bot attacks. If for those of you who aren't on Twitter, lucky you. I mean, they flood the zone now. Elon Musk, between nudes showing their boobs in their bio, which every tweet I put out has a paid porn link, and then crazy advertisements of right wing Epic Times articles. Mm-hmm. Then you have Russian disinformation flooding the zone through paid tweeters. I have these sub-Saharan African and Latin American guys who come out who only tweet about soccer, and the Russians pay them $3 per tweet or $1 per tweet. And then they'll come out and they'll say, you're a Ukro-Nazi who is fighting for fascism. And it's like, what does that have to do with FIFA World Cup? Because that's all you tweet about. Those are the human things that are coming out. But the Russians have figured out that X is a cesspool, and now they flood the zone with false flags, making sites look like Ukrainian sites, when in fact they are Russian intelligence sites or Russian Internet Research Agency. This is no longer just to generate information, generate false stories. They now know that the Republican Party and Trump voters will disseminate every lie that they put out.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know, who was an early purveyor of this was Dick Cheney. That was always my favorite, that he leaked the lie about the weapons of mass destruction to the New York Times. And then he cited the New York Times as the reason to go into Iraq based on the lie that he told the New York Times. Anyway, not important now, Malcolm. All right. So what was I going to ask you? So just your final tips before we, because, you know, we were saying that, you know, that this our Bobby Kennedy. Speaking of disinformation and crackpot conspiracy theorists, so his vice presidential pick, you know, presumably has the money to get him on the ballot in swing states. And, you know, right now he's polling at Jill Stein-y kind of numbers. I'm getting 2016 PTSD. Are you?
Yeah. Well, first off, I have a question. Who is this woman?
She's, she had sex with Elon Musk. That's all you need to know. Oh, God. She's a 38-year-old 11-ty billionaire, right?
Yeah, she was married to Sergey Brin of Google.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
This is sad. I mean, so it's anywho's. You know, look, people, anyone that even considers voting for Robert F. Kennedy, or that you know who's talking, Kennedy, what's her name, Shanahan?
Yes.
Look, you hate America. It's as simple as that. You want the end of democracy. It's as simple as that. You don't want an alternative choice. You want Donald Trump. The person who pushed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to run here was Steve Bannon.
Thank you.
Steve Bannon and Donald Trump pushed Kennedy to run here. So this is an alternative to take away votes from Joe Biden with the Bernie bros and some of these other people that voted for Jill Stein. And Marianne Johnson, all the rest, you hate America. Straighten yourself out. Is that what her name was?
Yes.
See, that's how much I don't
More importantly, do you agree with Bob Seska that Elon Musk looks like that mozzarella and water? We're talking about, you know, what's her name, you know.
He looks like a lump of mozzarella and brine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does look like a lump of mozzarella and brine.
Oh, my God. He is the worst Bond villain. I swear to God.
He looks like a schmoo, is what Chris always says. Yeah. Have you seen schmooze?
He's a schmoo, but he has none of the personality
right.
of a schmoo.
Exactly.
They're nice. They want to be eaten, and they're accommodating, and they're helpful, and they're delicious. This guy is like a schmoo of dog poo.
A really cheap mozzarella.
That's all there is to it.
Right.
Really cheap.
All right.
There's no cheap mozzarella.
All right. Love you, Malcolm Nance.
Thanks,
Malcolm. Take care.
There he goes.